The same trick is now being perpetrated by the evolutionary psychologists. They, too, deal in their own dogmas and not in propositions of science. Attempts to explain human behavior and values in Darwinian terms have been criticized not only by evolutionary biologists, but also by historians and political scientists. According to Oregon State University historian of science Paul L. Farber, biology has been singularly unsuccessful in solving social problems or providing moral guidance, and efforts to base human values on evolutionary theory have a dismal track record. University of Nebraska political science professor Carson Holloway contends, "Darwinian political theorists themselves cling tenaciously to moral aspirations for nobility and universal justice that cannot be adequately defended on the basis of their evolutionary naturalism." Holloway concludes that Arnhart's Darwinian political theory provides the basis for no useful moral teaching at all. Darwinism and social values. Far from providing support for traditional social values, Darwinism has repeatedly been used to subvert them. From a Darwinian perspective, human beings are nothing more than highly evolved animals, so the same principles that breeders use with livestock should be applied to us. Thus Darwin wrote in The Descent of Man, "With savages, the weak in body or mind are soon eliminated, and those that survive commonly exhibit a vigorous state of health. We civilized men, on the other hand, do our utmost to check the process of elimination. We build asylums for the imbecile, the maimed, and the sick. Thus the weak members of civilized societies propagate their kind. No one who has attended to the breeding of domestic animals will doubt that this must be highly injurious to the race of man. This justified eugenics, the use of forced sterilization and infanticide to eliminate people deemed unfit by the cultural elite. Many early 20th century eugenicists in the U.S., Britain, and Germany explicitly based their deplorable policies on Darwinism." One of the earliest and most prominent eugenicists was Ernst Haeckel, who used fake embryo drawings to illustrate what Darwin thought was by far the strongest single class of facts in favor of his theory. Haeckel also justified abortion on the grounds that human embryos before birth are merely lower forms of animals. A 1965 letter to the New York Times cited Haeckel's work to justify abortion. So did a 1981 letter from a prominent abortionist to the U.S. Senate. Darwinism also underwrote racism. Although racism predated Darwinism and many Darwinists oppose it, Darwin clearly regarded white Europeans as more highly evolved than other races. He predicted in The Descent of Man that at some future time, the civilized races of men will almost certainly exterminate and replace the savage races throughout the world.